Howdy, Wall Street Willie. How are futures traded? Futures contracts are standardized agreements traded on an exchange almost 24 hours a day, 6 days a week. They specify the contract size or quantity of the underlying, the quality or grade, settlement method, physical delivery or cash settlement, expiration date, price, and minimum price fluctuation or tick size. Each contract type has a predetermined standard size. For instance, an oil futures contract is for 100 barrels of oil. So if a barrel of oil costs $80, the contract price would be $8,000. A futures contract is a legally binding agreement between two parties. Taking a real-world example, a corn farmer can enter into a contract with a cereal manufacturer to sell 5,000 bushels of corn at $5 per bushel, 6 months in the future. This helps the farmer lock in the selling price without worrying about any sudden fall in corn prices when he has harvested the crop and is ready to sell. Similarly, the cereal manufacturer can lock in the purchase price and not worry about a future spike in corn prices, increasing his cost of raw materials. The futures price is bound to fluctuate between the time the contract is entered into and its expiration date. If the price of the underlying goes up, the buyer makes a profit, otherwise the seller does. Ultimately, it's a zero-sum game, as one party's loss is the other's gain. While some futures contracts are settled through actual delivery of the underlying, the majority of the positions are closed before expiry, and the net difference is settled in cash in the brokerage account. What are the pros and cons of futures trading? Futures markets provide access to commodities like corn, oil, natural gas, etc. that wouldn't otherwise be possible for investors. Since they are standardized and traded on an exchange, there is no counterparty risk, which is a possibility with over-the-counter transactions. Most of the futures contracts are highly liquid, making it easier for investors to buy and sell at any time. Investors only need to put down 5 to 10% of the contract value to start trading, since futures contracts work on margins using leverage. Futures contracts are a very useful way to hedge against extreme price movements of the underlying, especially for businesses. The biggest con that makes futures trading a deal-breaker for individual investors is the leverage. It is a double-edged sword, meaning even a slight adverse change in the price of the underlying can result in huge losses. Is futures trading right for me? Futures trading is very complex, and there is a high possibility of losing money due to leverage. Therefore, it's best for individual investors, especially beginners, to stay away from futures trading. Thank you very much, Wall Street Willie. You're welcome, Super Cooper. Remember, finance is your friend.